Yeah. West Des Moines Democrats, how's everybody doing today? I am so excited to be here. If you don't remember, I see a lot of my friends that I met a couple years ago at this picnic about a month after I had announced that I was going to run for Congress. And let me tell you who stepped up. West Des Moines Democrats. And I'm in Congress because of you. So I am honored to be out there in Washington as your United States representative for the great 3rd District of Iowa. You know, we are out here today because we are celebrating Independence Day. And we always need to make sure that we take a step back and recognize what that day really means. This is a day to celebrate our democracy, to celebrate what our founding fathers so accurately predicted, that we needed 3 branches of government, that we needed a strong military, that we needed a president that cares about our country, and that we needed folks like you who held government accountable to doing what's right. Those structures that they put in place are in peril right now out in Washington, and I couldn't be more honored to be standing up in D.C. making sure that we protect this country and make sure that every single person, not just in Iowa but across this country, has opportunity for years to come. You sent me out there to make sure that we help people have affordable quality health care, that we gave opportunity to every person in this district for a leg up in life, to go to a trade school or a 2-year college or a 4-year college, that we ensured that those elders had were able to retire with dignity and to make sure that they had their Social Security, their Medicaid, their Medicare. And we are absolutely out there protecting those things for Iowans. We have passed H.R. 1, a monumental ethics and congressional oversight bill to protect our elections and to make sure every single person in this country has a voice at the voting box. We have passed the Equality Act to make sure that our brothers and sisters in the LGBTQ community have every opportunity that their straight brothers and sisters across this country have. We have passed the Equal Pay for Equal Work Act that ensures that women, over 50% of the workers in this country, get equal pay for equal work. And I can tell you, I am thrilled to be able to be doing this, but what we're seeing right now in the Senate with Mitch McConnell in charge is that none of these great bills that us great Democrats are pushing forth in the House, and in many ways a bipartisan fashion, he's making sure that none of those come up to the floor in the Senate. He's absolutely putting up a wall against the democratic values that this country believes in. So I'm so glad that we voted me in, that we voted so many others like me in across the country. Because what I can tell you right now, if we weren't there, we would be in a world of hurt with what's happening. Whether I'm sitting in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau markup and my colleagues want to roll back regulations that have protected our economy after our massive downturn, or whether I have to literally push my way through a line of Republican representatives who are writing off on a letter to take away women's reproductive freedom. This is going on out there. We are our last defense in this country, and we are there to protect our democracy and make life better for every single person. So I'm so glad to be celebrating Independence Day, because I think we're at a time in this country where we all need to take a step back and realize how important and how fragile that independence is. I want to thank any of our serving military that's here today, or those who are retired, who are military retired folks. Thank you for everything that you've done.
You okay? Yeah.
Yeah, big round of applause. And we need to continue to support those folks who have created that freedom for this country. But I also look at all of you, because you're in this battle together with us, with those of us that are in Congress, with those of us that are serving in the military, to make sure that we protect this country and provide opportunity for every single person that lives here. So I'm counting on you again to step up in 2020 and make sure that we can not just save the House, but win the presidency, flip the Senate, and have Democratic control for those Democrat values that we believe in. This is going to be a hard-fought battle, and I know that you've been here listening to two great presidential candidates and some folks that are running for the Senate, and my goodness, we've got to make sure that we do everything we can to take those seats. But I'm going to tell you what we have to do. We have to hold the House.
Yes.
The House is our linchpin to making sure that we don't take away opportunity from folks across this country and that we actually turn the tide. We have to hold the House. It is so important. So I'm counting on you West Des Moines Democrats to do everything that you did in this last election. We win in Iowa on the ground. We win in Iowa with retail politics. And I can tell you, I'm visiting every county every month. There are good folks across this district that will vote for a Democrat if we get out there and if we talk to them. They know we are the party of the working people. They know we are the party to bring opportunity to their children. They know we are the party that will protect our environment, and they know we are the party that will protect this country. So we need you to step up, get out, knock on doors. My campaign manager hits the ground in a week, and we are ready to go.
All right.
Yeah. So on this Independence Day, or the day before, let's all make a commitment to serve this country by doing everything we can in 2020 to elect Democrats. For your family, for our state, for our country, let's win in 2020. Thank you so much.